I just learned that in some ways the other parties, the big ones, the Demopublicans, are small in a certain way too, because apparently at least the Democrats barely meet anymore. So there isn't really a party structure in place with real membership and a real discussion of issues. Apparently it's all focused on fundraising and political maneuvering.
That's true. The irony is that if the Democrats or Republicans had to go through the same demands to get on the ballot that the Socialist Party faces, they would not be able to get on the ballot in some states because the party organization they have is too weak. We saw this in New York State during the Republican primary, where John McCain, who was very popular, was not able to meet the ballot qualifications in large parts of New York State, and the Republican Party finally, under public pressure, New York Times and so on, waived the requirements and let him run in the primary. But he could not meet the requirements. This is one of the things I think people don't really understand. There are probably not more than about 1,000 people who run the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. I'm serious, that when you get down to how many people are really involved in making decisions that count, it's a very small number. Even though you have technically central committees and Democratic committees and precinct committees, they don't really make policy and they don't really have any arena within which to vote on things. The conventions, by the time the conventions occur, are now, unlike 40 years ago, very pro forma events. Where everything has been arranged in advance. They have a deadline with the television people. They have to get it done a certain time. And if you had come to this country before you were born, say 50 years ago, and covered a Republican or Democratic convention, there was some real excitement there because the outcome was not predictable. There were really serious floor fights and things could spill on for 3 or 4 days more than they had planned. That drama is entirely gone now from the major party conventions.
It's all happening now on TV with an electronic warfare of campaign ads directed at each other.
Well, it's also now dominated by money in a way that to some extent was always true in this country, but is more and more obviously true with the cost of campaigning having gone up. Television is extremely expensive, and the other mechanisms of running a campaign, the phone banking, the collecting of prospective contributors, is all very expensive. And you really are, it's a different league entirely. The Socialist Party or the Greens, both are just nibbling at the edges when you come to the amount of money needed to run a campaign. It's monumental. And that really decides who's going to be able to make the race within the major parties. Minor parties, that's not an issue. We don't have any money, and it doesn't determine who's going to run. That's the struggle. I mean, if the Socialist Party had a debate about who was going to run, we had two candidates for the nomination. But it wasn't determined at all by whether I had more money than the other person. It was a political discussion entirely.